In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Today is April 25th, year 2010, and it's the third Sunday after Easter. And we're going to continue reading from my book, Against Zionism, and we're going to deal with the chapter on the Freemasons. It's titled, Freemasons Help Build the Temple and Bring Antichrist to Power. And before I start reading from this chapter, we got to mention a little something that happened during this Holy Week on Maundy Thursday, which was March 21st, the day before we do our procession through town on Good Friday. And as I mentioned before, we process through town from Mary's Little House to the ranch, and we go through the town with the crucifix, and we had a picture of our Lord with this being scourged and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And we advertise the website and tell them for their only hope of salvation to go to the website. We have the men processing in the front, the women in the back. And but on the Thursday, which was Holy Thursday, we had a little windstorm here. It was at 2 in the afternoon. And what happened was the roof to the Masonic Lodge got ripped off. The whole roof was ripped off and laying off on the side. And then one of the brothers told me when they were coming in and we were talking about it, and we said, boy, this is going to be great because we're going to be processing right by the Masonic Lodge. We go right by it. So, you know, when we went by it, I just put the crucifix over to it and said, ah, you know, this is a warning from God to the Masons. I'm saying this because God is telling you Freemasons, you're working for the devil. Wake up. God loves every man while he's alive. So even as evil as these Freemasons are, they can convert. But I'm going to tell you what you are. You're a bunch of diabolical, evil bastards that plot against the true Catholic Church and the true God. You better give it up now, and you better give it up quick. I'm going to quote from this event from the local newspaper that came out. And the newspaper is dated on April 7th, and it's called The Herald. And it's the Truth or Consequences New Mexico local newspaper. And it has a picture on the front page of the roof ripped off the Masonic Lodge. And here's the title underneath it. It says, Heavy Metal Lift. The metal add-on roof of the historic Masonic Lodge on the 700 block of Main Street lies upside down on the ground after a gale force gust tore it away from its fastenings during a severe windstorm that buffeted the entire state Thursday, March 31st. Actually, the date in this paper is wrong. It was really April 1st. It was Thursday, April 1st. How appropriate for that superstitious, satanic April Fool's Day. Well, this was no fool thing. It proves that they're fools. You know what I mean? Us Catholics don't do April Fools. That's diabolical and demonic. But anyway, it happened on April 1st, really. The newspaper has the wrong date. And that was Maundy Thursday. So it was perfect because as our procession through town, as we were going through town, lo and behold, we passed right by it. I put the crucifix up real high and say, a victory for our Lord. The next thing that's going to happen is the whole lodge is going down. Because the apostate Jews have said, when they're done using the harlot Freemasons, they're going to destroy them, they're going to liquidate them, and they're going to save a few of them, but they're going to have to renege their Freemasonic allegiances and go completely over to the Antichrist. That is what the Jews have said in the protocols of the Elders of Zion. That's what the Jews have been plotting and planning and doing. All those plans are coming by impeccably. They're all being fulfilled. And I'm warning you Freemasons. This was a warning from God to you Freemasons. Get out now. First of all, get out to save your own soul. Because if you die right now, you're going to go to the pits of hell for eternal damnation. You're outside the Catholic Church, and you're in a satanic organization. It's completely diabolical. It's the organization the Jews are using to come to power. My reading of this chapter is going to show to you that these stupid Gentile Freemasons are giving obedience to apostate Jews and helping them build their stupid third temple, which is for the Antichrist. Well, but this is a sign from God to us. And even on the way in our procession, when we were going through town, we had another miraculous thing like happen. A guy almost hit us. He saw us processing across the street. Everybody else was stopping. This guy sped up and tried to hit us. Full force. And he stopped on a dime. He almost hit Brother Bruce Scott, and he stopped like with an inch from his knee. Just stopped. I saw him. I was looking right at it. And I yelled into the guy right at him. I says, what's the matter with you? Are you blind? And then the other brothers that were right looking into the window, she all said he had a Masonic hat on. From the Masonic Lodge. And believe me, brothers, no car stops that fast. It has to go at least a couple feet before it stops. He sped up as he came by the intersection and made a right hand turn into the intersection and try to hit us deliberately. And he stopped on the dime. So we have no doubt. We saw him. I looked at his face. He was frustrated. He wanted to go in and hit. He wanted to plow us down. But it was another one of those little miracles. And before we left Mary's little house, we always pray for God to protect us on our procession, to make sure that He's with us, that we're protected from any attacks or any harm, and whatever harm God sees fit to send us, we may bear it with joy and without breaking or losing our faith. We do all these prayers before we leave the houses and before the procession. And even before the procession this year, we were in Mary's little house, and one of the brothers, we took pictures and filmed it last year. One of the brothers said, should we film the procession this year or take pictures? I says, no, I don't want to film this thing and make a big deal of it. If God wants somebody to take pictures, let somebody else take pictures. I said that before we left. Well, here we are processing through town. We're going over the bridge. There's a big bridge that you're going over. Right at the top of the bridge, some guy pulls over in his car. He looked like a newspaper reporter. Comes out with a big camera with all these zoom lenses, and he starts taking pictures of our procession. You know, so in other words, all these things happened on that procession day. But with that one particular guy, the guy that tried to hit us, there's no way a car can ever stop that fast when it's accelerating to hit us. We had all the brothers saw, and I looked right in at the guy, and I says, what's the matter? Are you blind? You know, in particular, yeah, he is blind, you know, he's in more ways than one. But I saw his face. It was full of rage, and he was frustrated. It was like he wanted to hit us. You know, and right after it, he kept going. He peeled out real fast and never got out of the car and said, I'm sorry. I mean, he stopped. I'm talking about like an inch from Brother Bruce Scott's knees, his feet. If you would have hit him, you could have killed him, or well, if God allowed it, you know what I'm saying? But right after it happened, the guy sped off and he never got out of the car and apologized. That proves malice. So in other words, the Masonic people are angry at us because they're doing all their incantations. The law came down from the Jews on high to attack us, to go against us, to put spells against us. And it's all going back on their own head. And on top of it, their roof got ripped off on Holy Thursday. I'm warning you, Freemasons, get out now, you stupid dummies. You're worshiping Lucifer. It's buffoonery, that lodge. You're worshiping all kinds of false gods. And the main purpose of that lodge was to attack the true Catholic Church. And you're puppets to the apostate Jews. And the apostate Jews are puppets to the devil. Now I'm intro in this chapter we're going to read. And I'm going to end up with all the papal condemnations against the Freemasons. The popes were up on the Freemasons back in the 1700s, 1717, when they started to ascend to this type of power they have today. And under the new form of their organization than what they are today. And the popes have been warning and warning and warning. Until now, under the Vatican II Church, the false church, they accept the Freemasons. You want to know why? Because they are Freemasons. They've been infiltrated. Rome has been infiltrated. It's nothing more than a Masonic lodge. That's all the Vatican is. And they're working for the Jews too. But maybe I'll even post this picture up on my website because this is an audio sermon. And maybe so you can get a chance to look at it, and I'll write a short article on it so you can look at it. And it says, Masonic Lodge Roof Goes Airborne. And this is a little warning to the Masons that it's the Jews themselves are going to destroy your lodges, and we're going to celebrate in that day and rejoice. But I'm going to pray that God spares some of you who may have some goodwill to get out of that stupid lodge and stop doing them dumb buffooneries. They go in there for several reasons, a lot of times for ambition because they promise them power and wealth and fame. Some of them do it because they're looking for the supernatural, and because they rejected the Catholic Church, they go into the stupid lodge and do stupid things. And they're working for the devil. And for every time they try to put a curse and spell down upon us or come out and get us, it goes back on their own head 100-fold. That is definite. So this was a sign of what happened during this Holy Week. I was praying to God whether He wants me to publish this, because I don't like to provoke people or laud things over them, but I am happy what happened, because it is a sign that God's punishing them. And so you got to pray to God, though, before you do things, so make sure you're doing it with the right intention. So anyway, on the way over here today, you know, we passed by the Masonic Lodge. And for the first time since April 1st, today's April 25th, they finally started to take the roof apart and starting to fix it. But what day is it? It's Sunday. So this is an insult to our Lord. The very day they determined, it's been laying on the ground for I don't know how long, it's a Sunday when they're working on the roof. Anyway, I said, I'm now going to nail them double. They're fixing the roof on the Lord's Day. You know, and Ron and I passed by there today and saw them for the first time working on it and cutting it up and trying to get the roof back in order again. And so that was happening on the way out from Mary's of the house to the ranch today. All right, what I'm going to do, I'm not even going to include this in that particular reading, but I'm going to post it up as a separate little brief sermon, 10-15 minutes, and I advise all the people that are listening to the sermon to go over and to look at and to listen to my audio Against Zionism or Read the Book. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. and can be accessed on my St. John the Baptist website at www.johnthebaptist.us.